First place is in Psalm
21篇
21.
这是大卫的诗篇.
This is David's Psalm.
也是一篇赞美歌颂得胜的凯歌的一篇诗篇, 大卫.
This is a psalm of victory, of singing, of thanksgiving, written by David.
我为什么要念这张圣经呢?
Why is it I want to read this Psalm 21?
因为刚刚弟兄已经给我们念了诗篇, 110篇.
Because our brother just read Psalm 110.
我想诗篇 110篇不但给我们一个启示，我们看到基督的那一个八方面的特征，也是八个方面的启示。Because
Psalm 21 not only gives us the eight aspects of the Christ, but also the revelation of the attributes of Christ.
这个八个方面就是基督所示的，他所有的。 他所做成的,
and these eight aspects speak of who Christ is, what he has done, and what he possesses.
我们感谢神, 我们赞美他, 敬拜他,
we thank God, we praise him, and we worship him.
但是呢, 你好好地读这篇诗篇, 同我们有非常非常密切的关系。
But read this psalm so carefully because it's so closely related to us.
假如你真明白110篇里面，不但是启示我们的基督，也是给我们看见，今天基督所示的，所有的，都成为我们所示的，我们所有的。
When you read Psalm 110, not only you receive the revelation about the Christ, but you will also come to know that what Christ is, and what he has and what he has done will also become ours.
一共八个方面,
so there are eight aspects.
所以我们要念一念这个21篇，就给我们更清楚、更明白那一篇诗篇对我们的那一个关系。
So as we read Psalm 21, this will enable us to understand Psalm 110 more clearly, how it is related to us.
好，我们来念21篇。我想我们不全部念了。首先我们念第一节到第九节。
We will not read the whole psalm, but instead verse 1 to verse 9.
耶和华王必应你的能力欢喜，这是他的开头，讲到能力。
This psalm begins with speaking of strength. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord.
因你的救恩，他的快乐何其的大。
And in your salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice.
这个救恩, NIV 翻译是得胜, victory.
In NIV's version, it says, in your victory, how greatly shall he rejoice.
一般的翻译都是救恩, salvation.
And most of the translations say, salvation.
感谢主，救恩里面带着得胜。
We thank the Lord that because in his salvation, it contains victory.
好，第二节。
Verse 2.
他心里所愿的，你已经赐给他；他嘴唇所求的，你未尝不应允。
You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips.
你以美夫 迎见他，你以美福迎见他，把金金的冠冕，哇，金金的冠冕戴在他的头上。
For you meet him with the blessings of goodness, and you set a crown of pure gold upon his head, a crown of fine gold.
这个美福也可以翻译为 rich blessing.
And this blessings of goodness could also mean the riches of blessing.
第四节。Verse 4. 他向你求寿，你被赐给他，就是日子长久，一直到永远。弟兄姊妹，这不是长寿，这是永生呢，一直到永远。我们感谢神。We
thank God as we read verse 4. He asked life from you and you gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. Is it just longevity? No. It is eternal all the way on to eternity.
我们知道大卫活到多少岁啊？我想也不过是八十岁吧，最多。当然不算是短寿，但是感谢神，你求寿，我就给你日子长久，直到永远，这叫永生。
And here we read about eternal life. How old was David when he died? About 80 years old. He had lived quite a life. But here, ask the Lord, and the Lord will give you this eternal life.
第五节
Verse 5.
他因你的救恩大有荣耀。
His glory is great in your salvation.
你又将珍贵威严加在他的身上。
Honor and majesty you have placed upon him.
Honor, majesty, 这些字都是用在基督的身上的，用在主的身上的，用在我们神的身上，这里用在大卫的身上。
All these words are applied to the Christ, the Lord, God, and here they are applying to David.
你是他有鸿福直到永远，这里又提到父，又是他在你的面前欢喜快乐。
Verse 6, for you have made him most blessed forever. Again, we see the word blessing. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence.
第七节。
Verse 7.
王依靠耶和华，因至高者的慈爱，必不同动摇。
For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved.
王依靠耶和华，因至高者的慈爱，永不动摇。弟兄姊妹，大卫有没有动摇过啊？
For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the loving kindness of the Most High, he shall not be shaken. Brothers and sisters, has David shaken once?
大卫有没有跌倒过啊？
Has he fallen?
我们都知道。
Yes, we all know this.
他又站起来了。
But again, he stood up.
好，第九节。
Verse
9. 那我们底下，你的手要受挫一切的仇敌。你的右手要受出那一些恨你的人，你发怒的时候，要使他们在炎热的火炉中，耶和华要在他的震怒中吞灭他们，那火要把他们烧尽，哇，不得了。
Verse 8, your hand will find out all your enemies, your right hand will find out those who hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger.The Lord shall swallow him up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. What a thing here.
好，我们最后看一节，十三节。
Lastly, we will read verse 13.
耶和华，愿你自己的能力显为至高，这样我们就唱诗歌颂你的大能，从能力开始到能力结束。第一节讲到能力。大卫说我要因你的能力快乐，对不对？到最后这样我们就唱诗歌颂你的大能，记得从大能开始，从大能结束。
Verse 13, be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. As we see verse 1 also, the king shall have joy in your strength. So it begins with strength and then it endsWith strength, and then we will sing and praise your power.
感谢主，我们刚刚念的110篇到最后一段，你们还记得吧？
We thank the Lord. In Psalm 110, toward the end, do you remember what it says?
在你右边的主，他要发怒。
The Lord at your hand, right hand, will become angry.
他要打破。打破列王啊！
He will shatter kings.
他要打碎仇敌的头。
He will break into pieces the heads of the enemies.
他要刑罚那些作恶的人。
He will punish all those evildoers.
所以你这一段同这一段你对照一下，你就知道这个能力。
So if you compare what we just read about Psalm 110 and with this, you will sense the power of the Lord.
好，我们念一出彼得后书第一章。
Now, we will read 2 Peter chapter 1.
我们念一段，我们从十五节到第十九节。
From verses 15 to 19.
这时候彼得已经七十多岁了，他很快
time,
就要殉道，要离开这个帐幕了，要去见主了。
At this time, Peter was about in his 70s.And very soon he would be martyred, and he would go to see the Lord. He will leave his tent.
所以他没有离开以前，他要把他所亲眼看见的这件事，清清楚楚的告诉这些门徒们。
So before he departed, he wanted to tell all the disciples clearly what he had witnessed in his own life.
要他们记得这件事。
So they will remember this very thing.
可以激发他们。
So to stir them up.
鼓励他们。
To encourage them.
好，我们来念第十五节。
Now we'll read verse 15.
并且我要尽心竭力，使你们在我去世以后，常纪念这些事，就是记得。十六节，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督大能，特别注意这个大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从怪谲捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。我们都知道这是变化山，哎呀，主的降临，哪个能力，哪个荣耀，对不对？就是叫他们记得这件事，主的再来。
Verse 15, moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. We did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power. Please take note of this word, power, and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. We all know he is speaking of the Mount of Transfiguration.When they actually saw the power, the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 17.
他从父神得到珍贵荣耀的时候，从极大的荣光之中有声音出来说，向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
For he received from God the Father honor and glory. When such a voice came to him from the excellent glory.This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
弟兄姊妹，这里的尊荣也好，威严也好，就是我们刚刚念到的，他要把珍贵荣耀加在我的身上。感谢神，本来是用在主的身上，基督身上，现在用在大卫的身上。
We thank the Lord that whether it's honor or glory, it's just what we read in Psalm 21, the splendor, the majesty, they were used in Christ, but now being used in David.
十九节，我们并有先知更确实的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上要留心，要留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们出现的时候才是好的。
Verse 19, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed, as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the coming morning star rises in your hearts.
我想这里的预言，这个当然，这个彼得那时候，这个启示录还没有写完毕嘛，对吧？我想最重要的一个预言，最确实的预言，我想。就是启示录最后的一卷书。
At this time, when Peter wrote this epistle, Revelation hasn't been finished yet. So I believe the most important prophecy, confirmed prophecy here, refers to Revelation.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们很少大家来交通那个主的再来的那个预言。
Brothers and sisters, seldom.Do we actually fellowship on the prophecy of the Lord's coming?
为什么？因为大家的看法都有很大的不同。
Why is this? Because we all have different opinions on this subject.
哎呀，有人主张在前被提，有人主张在后被提，有人主张部分的被提，有人主张全部的被提，有人主张得胜的被提，这个不得胜的不被提，还有几次的被提。哎呀，大家的看法有很多很多的不一样。
because some people believe rapture before tribulation, others don't. And some people believe rapture happens in several times, and others believe that only overcomers will be raptured. So we all have different opinions on this on the Lord's second coming.
19th century
In 19th century, we know about this brethren movement, and in that movement, we see Darby and Newton. They had two different opinions about the raptures. One says before tribulation, the other says the other. Even though they talk so much about the unity of the body of Christ, in the end, they split apart. So nowadays, nobody wants to touch the subjects anymore.
So we are today 不愿意提的就是预言, 免得弟兄姊妹争得, 面红耳赤, 甚至于大家分离。
So today the topic that we touch least is this second coming of Christ. In case everybody becomes so opinionated, become next, and then in the end we divide.
我们都中了撒旦的诡计。
But unfortunately, we all fall into Satan's
因为预言是最重要的,
because prophecies are the most important.
彼得已经讲得很清楚, 这能够激励我们, 鼓励我们啊,
as Peter says it so clearly here, prophecies will stir us up and will also remind us.
没有问题吗? 你, 主张是在前, 我主张是在后, 那有什么关系呢? 我们都要被提就是了, 对不对? 我们不要因着这一些大家分裂, 有不同的看法吗?
Why does it matter whether our rapture happens before tribulation or afterwards? We will all be raptured. There is no point to divide on this topic.
不管是得胜的先被提也好, 不得胜的后来被提也好, 我们都要被提嘛, 感谢神。
Thank God, whether overcomers will be raptured first, and those who are not overcomers will be raptured later. But in the end, we will all be taken up.
彼得已经讲了,
Peter says already,
我们有更确实的预言如灯一样照在暗处, 所以我们要等到诚信出现在我们心中才好的, 今天是最黑暗的一个时代, 我们真需要这个明亮的 光来照亮我们, 这就是预言嘛, 对不对?
As Peter says, we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed, as the light shines in the darkness until the morning star rises in our hearts. Today is the darkest hour, and we do need the light to enlighten us.
好, 我们最后看启示录, 这就是预言了。
Now, lastly, we will read the prophecy Revelation.
我们想这段话同我们刚刚念的 这个诗篇110篇也好, 诗篇21篇也好, 有非常密切的关系。
The passage we'll be reading is so closely related to Psalm 110 and Psalm 21.
我们看第七节,
chapter
19,
verse 7.
我们要欢喜快乐, 将荣耀归给他, 因为羔羊婚期的时候到了, 幸福也自己预备好了, 蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣, 这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的衣。
Verses 7 and 8, let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
特别注意穿着光明洁白的细麻衣。
Now, let's pay special attention to the fine linen. bright and clean.
这是新妇所穿的。
This is what the bride will put on.
这是教会。
And this is the
整体的教会。
The corporate church.
所穿上的洁白的细麻衣。
The corporate church will put on this fine linen, bright and clean.
我们看下面一段很有关系的。
And next passage, which is also related to this one, verse 11.
我观看，见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的，称为诚心正直的。他审判、征战，都按着公义。他来做什么？审判、刑罚那些恶人。
Now I saw.Heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. Why does the Lord come again? Because he will judge, and also he will punish the evil.
这是羔羊愤怒的时候。
This is the time of the wrath of the Lamb.
羔羊愤怒的时候。
When the lamb becomes furious,
也是神愤怒的时候。
It's also the time when God becomes furious.
因为恶贯满盈了。
Because the fullness of the wicked has finally reached its top.
神和羔羊要来审判。
So the God and the Lamb will come to judge.
所以刚刚读的诗篇，一百一十篇，这个后面的一段和。我们刚刚念的大卫诗篇二十一篇都讲到这一段时间，对不对？
So the second part of Psalm 110 we just read and also in Psalm 21 all refer to this.
这是一个能力。
It speaks of power.
你就要看这一位基督坐在什么上面呢？白马，马是代表什么？马就是代表能力，对不对？诗篇147篇第十节那里怎么讲的？神不喜欢马的力大，也不喜欢人的腿快，他喜欢什么？喜欢敬畏他和仰望他慈爱的人。所以一讲到马就是一个能力，这不过是刚刚开始的一个能力。主骑着白马来了。
Christ sits on a white horse. When we speak of a horse, what do we think of it? We think of Psalm 147, when God says that he does not take pleasure in the strength of the horse, nor in the leg of man. What he desires is he who fears and trusts in God's loving kindness. So here we see the strength exhibited in Christ just at the very beginning.
Oh.他的眼睛如同火焰，头上戴着许多冠冕，那个荣耀，那个尊贵，那个威严，又有写着名字，除了他自己没有人知道。
His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. You see the glory, this nobility, this majesty, and he had a name written that no one knew except himself.
我想这一段我们都知道，就是他的再来。
And we all know this speaks of the Lord's second advent.
这一定是基督，对不对？
It, no doubt, this is Christ.
特别注意下面一段。
Now,
这事情。
Take notice of verse 14.
在天上的众军也是骑着白马，众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又净。跟随他，这是谁啊？教会。
And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Who are these? This is the church.
刚刚我们念了，这是新妇，新妇已经预备好了。
We just read, this is the bride who has made herself ready.
得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
So to her, it was granted to be arrayed in this.Fine linen, bright and white.
你看启示录十五章也讲到天使，他也是穿着细麻衣白的，但是他不是骑白马的，他不是与基督一同来征战的。
In chapter 15 of Revelation, we also read about this angel also clothed in fine linen, but he does not ride on a white horse. He does not come to fight.
这一定是教会，等会我们再要提。
So we know verse 14 speak of the church. Later, I will mention this again.
15节,
verse 15.
有利剑从他口中出来, 可以击杀立骨, 他必用铁杖灌下他们。
Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he shall strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron.
诗篇110篇, 你去看看最后的这一段, 同他完全是一样。
Read the latter part of Psalm 110. It's exactly like what it says here.
弟兄姊妹，我们这念，定要拆全能神的烈怒的酒渣，在他衣服和大腿上有明写着“万王之王，万主之主”，他的愤怒就像拆。 这个全能者的愤怒的那个酒渣，这个酒渣里面不葡萄已经熟透了，他来审判了。He
himself treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of the Almighty God. It speaks of the Lord's extreme wrath. It's just like the grapes are ripe and the Lord is coming to tread all these grapes. And verse 16, he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
好，19节。
Verse 19.
我看见那兽和地上的君王，并他们的众军一同聚集。我们知道这是最后三年半大灾难的最后的一段的时间。
Verse 19, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth. And also their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. We know this speaks of the last part of the 3.5 years of tribulation. It's not at the beginning of the 3.5 years of tribulation, but it's toward the end.
这是哈米基督灯的战争，亚述法格的那一个战争，这是最大的一次的战争，也可以说第三世界的大战。This
is the Armageddon War. This is the war of Gog and Magog, and also this is the Third World War.
那兽被擒拿，那在兽面前，第十九节，我看见那兽和地上的君王，替他们众军都聚集，要与谁征战呢？要与骑白马的。 并他的军兵教会征战，那兽被擒拿，那兽在面前曾行奇事，猕猴受印记和百兽像的假先知，也与兽同被擒拿，他们两个就活活地扔在烧着的硫磺和火炉里，其余被其白马爪的口中出来的箭、杀鸟、飞鸟都吃饱了。 他们比如，你看这个战争显出那个羔羊的能力，显出教会的能力。In
verse 19, we see that the beasts and the kings of the earth they come to fight with the one who sits on the horse and against his army. That army is the church. And verse 20, and then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet. And here we see the power of Christ and. Both the beast and the false prophet were being thrown into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Let's bow our head and pray.
万王之王，万主之主，敬拜你，赞美你。
The King of the Kings, the Lord of Lords, we worship you and we praise you.
主，你永远是我们的力量，是我们的诗歌。
Lord, forever you are our strength and our song.
你也成了。
You have become also our salvation.
你是我们的神，我们要赞美你。
You are our God, we will praise you.
你是我们的神，我们要尊重你。
You are our God, we will extol you.
我们要歌颂耶和华的慈爱,
we will
永远长存。
Sing of the loving kindness of the Lord, because it is everlasting.
因着你的慈爱信实, 今天我们还能够侍立在你宝座的跟前。
Because of your loving kindness and faithfulness, today we can still stand before your throne to serve you.
主，我们都是你的仆人、使女。
Lord, we are your servant and your maidservant.
主啊，我们就举目仰望坐在宝座上的神。
Lord, we can only lift up all our eyes upon the very one who sits on the throne.
依靠那造天地耶和华的名。
In the name of the very one who creates the heaven and earth.
我们才能起来服侍你。
Can we rise up and serve you?
主，离了你，我们什么都不能做。
Lord, apart from you, we can do nothing.
靠住你，我们凡事都能行。
But through you, we are able to all do all things.
主，我们仰望主，祈求你。
Lord, we hope in you and we appeal to you.
怜悯你的仆人，怜悯你的使女。
Have mercy upon your servant. Have mercy upon your maid.
我们需要你的恩典。
We need your grace.
我们需要你的能力。
We need your strength.
我们需要你的膏油。
We need your anointing.
我们需要你的权柄。
We need your authority.
我们需要你的话语。
We need your word.
我们更需要你的同在。
Even more, we need your presence.
更需要你的恩在我们的心里。
We need your grace being poured upon in our hearts.
愿主的灵与我们同在。
Let the Spirit of the Lord be with us.
主，每一句话都是从你那里来。
Lord, let every word proceed from you.
若不合乎你的旨意的，愿你赦免。
If it's not in sync with your will, forgive us.
用你的血洁净我们。
Cleanse us with your blood.
我们也为着在座的每一位。
And also for everyone here.
也给我们一个受教的耳朵。
We pray that give us a hearing ears.
凡是出于圣灵的。
Everything that's from the Holy Spirit.
有耳的，我们都应当听。
He who has ear, let him hear.
特别在这个时代的末了，黑夜已深的时候。
In this very end time, when the night is far spent,
我们何等需要你的话语。
How much we do need your word.
如同灯照在暗处。
Just as the lamp shining in a dark place.
主捆绑，应当捆绑。
Lord, bind that which is to be bound.
释放，应当释放。
Release that which is to be released.
愿你的灵在我们中间运行。
Let your spirit move in our midst.
我们等候仰望你。
We wait on you and hope in you.
主，我相信，借着我们刚刚的祷告，我们的诗歌，主啊，你是以我们赞美为宝座的神。
Lord, through our prayer, through the hymn, we do believe that your throne is set up on high.
我相信你的宝座已经在我们中间。
I believe that your throne is now in our midst.
主啊，让我们的心归向你。
Oh Lord, turn our hearts to you.
什么时候我们归向你，所有的帕子在这个时候都出去。
Whenever we return to you, all the veil is taken away.
让我们敞着脸看见你的荣光。
With unveiled face, allow us to see your glory.
你的荣耀，你的宝座。
And your throne.
主啊，愿你喜乐，全得荣耀。
Lord, may you receive all the glory and all the joy be unto you.
也愿我们今天早晨在这里，我们能够蒙福。
And also this morning, that all of us be blessed here.
借着你的话再次鼓励我们，激励我们。
Through your word, once again, stir us up and also encourage, admonish us.
我们祷告祈求仰望信耶稣基督的名。
We ask and helping in the Lord in the name of the Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主，这是我第三讲。
Thank the Lord that this is my third sharing.
就是这块宝贵的房角石。
That is the precious chief cornerstone.
这是第三讲。
This is my third message.
我想我用几分钟、十分钟、五分钟的时间，把以上的两次的我们稍微。纲要的最重要的提一提。
Maybe I'll just use 5 to 10 minutes very quickly just to review and also to pinpoint the very important guidelines that I have shared with you.
我想这个题目就是从诗篇118篇来的。
My theme is originated from Psalm 118.
22节很清楚给我们看见。
Verse 22, very clearly, it shows us.
匠人所砌的石头已经成了房角的宝贵的石头。
The stone rejected,
房角头块石头。
The stone rejected by the builders has become the chief cornerstone.
这是耶和华做的，我们看为稀奇。
This was the Lord's doing, it's marvelous in our eyes.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们应当什么欢喜快乐。
This is the day of the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
我想我们第一讲重点就讲到主的复活。
So the very emphasis of my first sharing is the resurrection of the Lord.
我想这就是主日。
And today is the Lord's day.
就是七日的第一日。
The very first day of the week.
就是第八天。
The eighth day.
主啊，每次当我们主日在这里一起聚集、一起擘饼、一起纪念主的时候
，Every time when we gather together, we break the bread and we remember the Lord.
我们并且在庆祝主耶稣基督的复活。
At the same time, we also celebrate His resurrection.
我们不是一年一次的宗教的仪式习惯，我们是最少一年52次。我们在这里纪念主。我们也在这里欢喜快乐一起庆祝主的复活。
This is not a yearly ritual that we remember his resurrection once a year, but 52 times of the year we rejoice and we come together to remember our Lord's resurrection.
匠人所砌的房角的头块石头，这是他只做他的复活，这是三件最稀奇的事的。第一件事，对不对？宇宙中间，人类历史中间，我第一讲讲到三个稀奇的事，这是第一个，主的复活；第二个，我们的复活；第三个，以色列的复活。三个复活。
There are three most wonderful wonders in this world. First is the resurrection of the Lord. Second is our resurrection, and the third is. The resurrection of Israel, and as the psalmist says that the stone rejected by the builders has become the chief cornerstone. It speaks of the resurrection of the Lord here.
我想这是第一讲重点。
This is the focus of the first sharing.
第二讲我们就用诗篇118篇出埃及记的15章我们对照。
In my second sharing, I compare Exodus 15 with Psalm 118.
我们也看见非常非常的合适对照起来。
As we did this, we realized that they matched very well.
就像今天我要用诗篇，这个110篇和21篇对照起来，对我们有非常大的帮助。
Just as today, I intend to match Psalm 110 and Psalm 21, and I believe this will greatly help us.
所以你去看出埃及记第十五章，这是摩西的得胜的凯歌，因为他们过了红海，看见所有埃及的马兵全部被洪水淹没了。哎呀，所以我们的摩西和米利安，他们就用这个诗歌来赞美哈利路亚的诗篇。赞美他们的得胜，他们的凯歌。
Moses in Exodus 15 wrote this victory song because they have witnessed that all Egyptians were being thrown into the Red Sea. Therefore, Miriam and Moses, they celebrated this feast and wrote this song of victory to praise the Lord.
他一开始说耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救，这是我们的神，我们应当赞美他，这是我父亲的神，我们应当称颂他，对不对？
They begin with, the Lord is my song, my strength and my song has become my salvation, and he is my God, the God of my fathers, and we shall praise him and sing songs to him.
耶和华是战士。
The Lord
is
a warrior. He's a warrior, and he leads the armies to fight.
他的名是耶和华。
His name is the Lord.
哎呀，你就看为什么这个诗篇，从诗篇118篇，你去念一念，很多甚至于每一个字都是一样的。
As you read both Psalms, you will realize that there are so many similar places, even word to word, they are alike.
不过前后有点次序不一啊。
The only thing is that the place the where they appear in different places.
你去看这一段，就是在诗篇118篇最后讲的一段。
What we just said in Exodus 15 is placed toward the end of Psalm 18.
这是我的神，我要称颂他。
This is my God, I will praise him.
这是我的神，我们要称颂他。
This is my God, we will extol him.
我们要称颂耶和华，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
We will give thanks to the Lord because he is good, his loving kindness is everlasting.
所以我们深深相信诗篇118篇也就是摩西的称颂哈利路亚的诗篇。
So I'm deeply convinced that Psalm 18 is also written by Moses. It's a psalm of hallelujah, a victory song.
我们知道118篇是弥赛亚诗篇的最后一篇，也是哈利路亚的诗篇。
We know that Psalm 118 is a messianic psalm. Among all the messianic songs, this is the very last one. This is also a hallelujah praise song.
有四个方面，你去对照一下，完全一样的。
There are four aspects of these two psalms, Exodus 15 and Psalm 118. They are exactly alike.
我想我不重复了。
So I will not repeat them again.
我就指着一点最重要、最重要的，非常非常的 match。
I just want to point out one place which matches so well, and it's also very important.
我们都知道118篇最重要的一节就是匠人所砌的石头成了房角的头块石头。
We know the most important verse in Psalm 118 is the stone rejected by the builders has become the chief cornerstone.
我讲到诗篇110篇八个方面的特征，八个方面的启示，对不对？假如没有118篇的这句话，我想这篇诗篇不能算是最美妙的、最高的、最伟大的一篇诗篇。我已经提过了。
I mentioned this already. Psalm 110 speaks of the revelation of the eight aspects of the Christ.But if there is, without this, the verse we just said in Psalm 118, then Psalm 110 will not become the greatest, the highest, the most wonderful psalm.
耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。这是指着第一个方面，指着基督的从死里复活。
The Lord said to my Lord,Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. And this is the first aspect about the Christ, specifically about his resurrection from the dead.
他从死里复活以大能显明他是神的儿子。所以110篇是从能力开始的，对不对？
Psalm 110 begins with strength because the verse says thatOur Lord Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead, and he was declared the Son of God with power.
这是罗马书第一章第四节，很清楚给我们。
Romans 1:4 clearly shows us this.
所以他是神的儿子，他真是神的儿子。
So he is the Son of God.
怎么证明他是儿子？他从死里复活。
How do you prove that he is the Son of God? Because he was risen from the dead.
以大能显明他是神的儿子。
With power.He's declared the Son of God.
所以我说诗篇110篇是能力开始，我们刚刚念的21章也是以能力开始。
That's why I say Psalm 110 begins with strength, just as Psalm 21 also begins with strength.
王要因你的能力欢喜。
And the king will have joy in your strength.
然后我们讲到他怎样从死里复活升天坐在神宝座的右边。
And we also mention how he was raised from the dead, ascended on high, and he sits at the right hand of God.
坐在神的宝座的右边。
He sits at the right hand of God's throne.
所以这两份你看呢，今天我们都是都有份的，我们今天也是神的儿子啊，我们真是神的儿子，对不对？
We are God's sons, and we are truly His sons, so we also have a part in that.
我们也与主基督一同死，一同埋葬，一同复活，一同坐在神的右边呢。以弗所第二章讲得非常清楚。
So we died with Christ, we buried with him, and we are raised up with him to sit at the right hand of God, as Ephesians 2 clearly teaches this.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们在哪里啊？我们在神宝座的右边的。
So brothers and sisters, today where are you? You are at the right hand of God's throne.
所以我们刚刚念的诗篇二十一篇、啊、最后 他怎么讲啊？他说我要依靠耶和华，因至高者的慈爱，我必不动摇。
What is Psalm 21 says, I will trust in the loving kindness of God, and so I will not be shaken.
怎么你不会动摇?
How could you not be shaken?
你是在天上。
Because you are in heaven.
哥罗西有第三章有句话说，我们已经死了，我们的生命与基督一同藏在神的里面。
Colossians 3 tells us that we died and our life is hidden with Christ in God.
你会动摇吧?
Will you be shaken?
我们刚刚讲彼得动摇过。
We mentioned that Peter was once moved.
大卫动摇过。
David was shaken once.
连保罗都动摇过。
Even Paul was shaken once.
感谢神。
But thank God.
一人七次跌倒，终不兴起。
The righteous, even though he stumbled seven times, he will stand up.
虽然失脚，不会全身扑倒的。
Even though he stumbles, he will not fall headlong.
保罗说，我在什么时候软弱，我就什么时候刚强起来。
As Paul says that, whenever I am weak, and there I become strong.
他有软弱。
Paul did have weaknesses.
但是在软弱的时候，他有。刚强起来。
But in the midst of his infirmities, he becomes strong again.
彼得又软弱又失败。
Peter has failures and weaknesses.
最后他起来了。
In the end, he rose again.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
大卫也是一样。
It's the same thing with David.
每一个基督徒我们都像什么？我们以前小孩时候玩的不倒翁。
Every Christian is very much like the toy we played with, a tumbler.
你说不倒翁会不会倒?
Now, will a tumbler fall?
你用力把它一推，它就倒下去。但是倒下去，它马上就起来了。这叫不倒翁。
You push the tumbler hard, it seems to fall down, but right away it bounces back.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们与基督一同坐在神的右边。
We, together with Christ, now sit at the right side of God.
我们的生命与基督一同藏在神的里面。
And our life is hidden with Christ in God.
所以这是第二方面，第三方面我们就看到他的得胜。
Now,
对不对?
That's the second aspect of Christ. Now, the third speaks of his overcoming.
第四方面。
The fourth.
耶和华必使他在锡安有能力的仗。在仇敌中间掌权，他现在就坐在宝座上，他现在做王。
The fourth aspect is, as the verse says, the Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. So Christ reigns. Christ now is enthroned.
他掌权。
He reigns.
天上地下的权柄都给了他。
The authority in heaven and on earth have all been given to him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
大卫讲的，我今天所得到的那个珍贵荣耀，他把金金的冠冕戴在我的头上，他叫我们以美服迎接我。
As David says that he meet us with the blessings of goodness, and he has set this crown of pure gold upon my head with all the glory and all the honor.
他以威严和珍贵加在。我的身上。
And splendor and majesty he has placed upon me.
我们感谢主，你看到你今天的地位。
We thank the Lord, but have you seen today where your position is?
你看见大卫所说的，因着他的救恩，我得到何等大的荣耀。
Do you see what David says? Because of his salvation, how great is my glory?
基督所有的今天都成了我们的。
Everything that Christ has today has become yours and mine.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们不是这是得到了永远的生命，我们常常讲永生， 永生就是我们脱离了死和罪的律，这叫永生，我们有了永远的生命，这是不错的，但是很肤浅的解释。
We do have this eternal life, which we talk about, but eternal life is not just you have been delivered from the law of sin and death. That's so superficial.
弟兄姊妹，你知道约翰福音三章十六节我们都会的背的。
You all know John 3:16, we all can recite this.
神爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
甚至于将他的独生儿子赐给了他们。叫一切信他的，信到他里面的 ，believe in， 在他里面的，我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
永生不是基督以外的一件事。
Eternal life is never something apart from Christ.
永生就是基督啊。
Eternal life is Christ.
你去看约翰一书。
Read 1 John.
第五章第二十节讲得很清楚。叫我们认识在那位真实的里面。叫我们认识这位真实的。我们也在真实的里面。就是在他的儿子耶稣基督的里面。这是什么？这是真神。是永生。
Christ came and he gave us the understanding so that we are in the true one. And this is the true God, this is eternal life.
他就是神，他就是永生，今天我们就在他的里面。
He is God, he is eternal life, today we are in him.
我们与他完全连接在一起。
We are in totally united.
我们在他的里面，他在我们的里面。
We are in him, he in us.
他活着，我们也活着。
As he lives, so do we.
弟兄姊妹，这叫一个连接，这是真正的相信。
This is called union, and this is called true belief.
这叫重生。
This is called being born again.
加拉太书第三章第二十六节讲得很清楚，你们信耶稣是基督的都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，这个披戴就是 union 与基督连接了。
Galatians 3:20 says this, that he who believes in Christ is united with him, and you have put on Christ, and when you say you put on Christ,That means you are united with him.
这叫得救。
And this is called
因着你的悔改，因着你的相信。
Because of your repentance, because of your belief.
我们就称义，得着生命。
And we are justified and we receive this life.
这个生命就是得着基督。
And this life is to gain Christ.
不是光是你决志了，你相信了，收一个籍，收一个洗到水里面去浸一浸，你就重生了。没有这件事。
It's not like you believed and you're baptized into the water and then you're saved and you have the eternal life.
最近有一本杂志。
Now recently,
就是举目 Behold.
There is a Christian magazine, Behold.
这个就是海外校园的出的一本杂志。
This is Campus Crusade Overseas publication.
有一篇文章非常非常的好。
And there is one article is excellent.
这个弟兄能够写这篇文章，我们感谢主。
We thank God for this brother who wrote this article.
他的题目是什么呢？轻信主义，轻信啊 ，easy believerism， 轻信，很容易就相信了。
Believerism.That means that this is his title, and it says that you believe so easily.
还有呢，就是觉知主义，就是你觉知一下，哎呀，大家到台前来啊，大家这个传道人就为他们祷告，哎呀，你今天得救了。
Another thing,
觉知主义
is about making decisions, saying that you believe in the Lord, and you come to the pulpit, and then you're saved.
真的救了吗？
Are you truly being saved?
根本他也不认识主。
It's very possible this person does not know the Lord.
根本也没有悔改。
And never repents.
更不也没有认识他就是主。
Nor does he know that Jesus is the Lord.
所以他们最后一个结果，这些各自的后来受洗的98%离开了。
So it turns out that 98% of those who say they believe in the Lord and being baptized in the end left their faith.
最多是6%。
At most, 6% remained believing the Lord.
是等了好几年以后，他们真的相信。
And all these people, after many years down the road, truly repent and truly believe in the Lord.
我们感谢主，真正的得救重生是从圣灵生的，是从神生的，是从神的话生的。三个生，你看见吗？你真正得救了。
We thank God that he who is truly born again is born of God, born of the Holy Spirit, and born of his word.
我不用圣经了，会就是很多的圣经。
I will not give you all the references, but in the Bible, there are plenty of them.
可能我们很注意是从神生的，是从圣灵生的。你不要忘掉还有一个重要的，是从神的道生的。你看雅各书也好，以弗书也好，彼得前书也好，都提到这个神。
And we might know that he who is born again is born of the Spirit, born of God. But little do we know that this person is also born of God's word, as Ephesians, James, and they all mention this.
所以神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给他们。我们得到的不是永生，是独生儿子啊，就是他的儿子啊。
So for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, what we received is the Son of God, Christ himself.
所有的珍贵荣耀，所有的丰富都在他儿子里面。今天你在儿子的里面与他联合，这些都要成为我们所失的，我们所有的。
All the honor, glory, riches are in the Son of God. Today you are united with him and they all become yours.
弟兄姊妹，时间的关系，我想我们今天最主要的，以后我们还要更深入的仔细的我们来交通这个八个方面，还要加上诗篇118篇，最重要的是教会的建造。
Because of a time constraint, later on we will share more about these aspects of Christ, and especially in Psalm 118, the most important thing is about the building up of the church.
我第一讲就讲到了，我们有八个方面，若是没有诗篇118篇，不算是最美的。最高的一篇诗篇，对不对？
I mean,
没有完成神的最终的那一个他的旨意。
As I mentioned before, that without Psalm 118, Psalm 110 will not be called the most beautiful, the highest song, because God's ultimate goal will not be reached.
永世的计划神就是要得着一个教会。
The eternal purpose of God is to gain this church.
就是圣城新耶路撒冷城。
That is the holy city, New Jerusalem.
就若是没有诗篇118篇，这篇既有一个过程，没有一个目标。
If we do not have Psalm 118, only Psalm 110, then we only see a process and without the goal.
好，我今天最主要的讲到，一开始讲能力，最后也是讲到能力。
Today my burden is about this strength that begins with Psalm 21 and toward the end strength again.
耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，说明他复活了。
The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. It tells us that the Lord has risen.
他从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子，我已经讲过了。
And he declares himself to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from
the
dead.
没有一个能力比主耶稣复活的能力更大。
Now the power is greater than the resurrection power of our Lord.
最后呢？
In the end,
他说，愿耶和华因着你的大能显为至高，我们就可以唱诗赞美。歌颂你的大能，能力结束。
And it says that the king rejoicing God every verse Psalm 21, the very last verse. It says that, be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength, we will sing and praise your power. And this is his second coming.
我刚刚经验了彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1, I just read.
他来是一个能力，他在能力大荣耀中降临。
Peter speaks of the power and his imminent coming, and the Lord will come on a cloud. Matthew 24 says this very explicitly. You will see the sign in the heaven. And then Matthew speaks of the appearing, coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
有能力，有大荣耀。
The Lord will come and on a cloud with power, with great glory, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn.
他要差遣他的使者用号筒吹响，把他的选民从这四个方面都召聚来了。
And he will gather his elect with the sound of trumpet from the four winds of the earth.
路加福音21章同样的，他的能力，他的大荣耀降临。接下来他们说：“你们一看见这些事，你们要听神昂首，知道你们得赎的日子近了，就是我们身体改变，我们复活的日子到了。不要怕，听神昂首，你看见。”And
Luke 21 speaks of the same thing. As all these things are happening, you will see the glory, the power of the Lord, then do not be afraid. Lift up your head and straighten up, because we will all be resurrected, be changed.
教会在哪里？不是在地上吗？这里指谁的？就是指我们这一班蒙恩得救的圣道儿女们。
Where is the church? And all the psalm speaks of all of us who have been born again and being saved.
我们感谢主，这是一个能力，所以腓立比书第三章。 保罗讲到后来，他说：“我们是天上的国民，我们在等候主耶稣的从天降临。他要用叫万有归服自己的大能，改变我们这卑贱的身体和我们主那个荣耀的身体。像是你就看到这是一个能力，不但主耶稣降临是一个能力，叫我们能够改变、能够变化，这是一个能力有何等的大！”
And where does the power of Christ appear, as Philippians says, that our citizenship is in heaven, by which we eagerly wait for the Lord, the Savior, and He's going to transform our lowly body to be like His glorious one. And not only that, He's able to, according to His power, to He's going to subdue all things to himself.
感谢神,
so we thank God. This is the power.
这是再来的,
this is the power of his second coming.
弟兄姊妹不要忘掉，第一七次号吹响，对不对？第一七次号吹响在启示录第十一章很清楚，第一七次号吹响，世上的国要成了，我主我基督的国。
As Revelation chapter 7 says very clearly, that when the seventh trumpet sounds, the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. And then everything is finished and He reigns.
弟兄姊妹，你读启示录，你好好的去读。
So, beloved, study Revelation closely.
国成了，我主我基督。是的，这个成了，最终目的，神的旨意成了。这是第六件事的最后一件事，你知道吗？
And this kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of my God and my Christ. Do you know this is the sixth thing mentioned in Revelation?
你就好好地看启示录十一章，还有五件事要发生呢。And
read chapter 11 closely, because there are other five things to happen.
号筒木之吹响，这里的号筒吹响是在三年大灾难的最后的一个阶段，可能就是最后的几天要发生的事啊，你知道吗？
And the seventh trumpet sounds at the very end of the 3.5 years of tribulation, probably in the very last few days. This is something that's going to happen. Do you know this?
你去好好看，第一件事就是我们的复活被提嘛，
Now,
对不对？
Read carefully. The first thing is that we will be taken up and we are raptured and we will be brought to life from the dead.
这样完了吗？成了吗？
So is it finished? That's the end.
没有，还有第二件事，我们要受审判，对不对？
Is that we will be judged, right?
保罗说的，我们众人都要站在基督台前，我们要受审判。
As Paul says that we will all be before the judgment seat of Christ, we will be judged.
第二件事。
This is the second thing.
都是在第七次号吹响最后结束的时候。
And all these things happen after the seventh trumpet sounds toward the very end.
还有第三件事
And the third thing
羔羊婚娶的时候到了心腹自己也预备好了婚娶
The marriage of the lamb has come This is a wedding And also the bride has made herself ready
然后与主耶稣基督一同来审判刑罚那些作恶的人
The bride will judge and punish the evil together with Christ.
我们要骑着白马与基督一同来的。
And we will ride on white horses,
一同来审判列国万民的。
Together we will judge all nations.
那就是哈密基督等大战，就是亚瑟法格，所有的军队都集中在那里攻打以色列人，要把他们从地上消灭掉啊。
That is the Armageddon War. That is the war of Meg and Magog. And Christ and all his armies will destroy all the enemies.
我们看见这一个能力要把他们毁灭掉。
Here we see it is with this power that will destroy all them.
对基督和地上的君王和他们的众军要与那骑白马的和他的军兵征战啊！你想一下他能够战得过我们吗？
The Antichrist, together with the kings of the earth and also with their armies will fight with Christ. Think of this. Will they ever win this battle?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
全部消灭掉。
All will be destroyed.
你有没有念过犹大书?
Have you ever read the book of Jude?
第十节。
Verse
10. 这哪里讲得很清楚。他怎么讲的?有亚当的七世孙就是以诺。对不对？以诺预言什么？预言这些人就是不敬虔的人，那些犯罪的人，抵挡神的人，逼迫教会，逼迫以色列的人，这些人。
And in Jude, verse 10, it says that Enoch in the seventh generation from Adam prophesies about these people. Who are these ones? These are the ungodly ones. They persecute church. They oppose the Christ.
他们要把以色列消灭掉
And they even want to destroy Israel
你去看看诗篇83篇哎呀这个预言太奇妙了这是主还没降生1000多年的预言83篇讲什么
And,
讲到那些回教的国家有10个国家他们联盟起来要攻击以色列人要把以色列人从地图上消灭把这个国不再成立叫以色列的名字不再被纪念要把他们全部消灭掉他们要得什么要得耶和华的产业要得耶和华所居住的所在就是耶路撒冷
Psalm 83 is such a wonderful prophecy. It's written 1,000 years before Christ was born. And it says that 10 Muslim countries will form a confederacy. They will cut off all Israel and so that the name of Israel will no longer be remembered. And they want to obtain the inheritance of God.
他们要害你的百姓。他们要害你所隐藏的人以色列是被神隐藏宝贝的哎呀你就看到神要拯救他们
They intend evil against God's people God's people are the shelter ones of God and they come together trying to destroy them
这里很清楚，耶利米三十章雅各遭难的日子，哎呀，以色列人也要死掉很多很多的人啊，这是叫他们悔改，悔改转向神，神还要赐福给他们，拯救他。
It's just like Jeremiah 30 says, this is the day of Jacob's trouble. God wants to use this to turn them around. If they turn around, God will still save them.
撒迦利亚书第一章讲得很清楚，万军耶和华说的，你们转向我，我就转向你们，这是万军的耶和华说的，悔改。
Zechariah 1 says so clearly, return to the Lord, and the Lord will return to you. Thus says the Lord.
感谢神，他们都悔改了。
Thank God that they all returned.
哎呀，那一种哀哭啊，不但是全世界都在那里哀哭，这个大灾难，最后的那个世界大灾，死了多少人，去看启示录，不得了啊，每一家都在那里哀哭，以色列人也在那里哀哭，他们哭是一个悔改的哭，转向耶和华。
When the Lord returns, there will be this worldwide weeping. It's simply remarkable. And even Israelites will cry in their houses. But in the end, they will all turn to the Lord and be saved.
教会也会改。教会也会改，你知道吗？
Church also needs to repent. Do you know this?
在这个大灾难中间要接近教会，让信徒预备好了。
In this tribulation, the church will be purged so that the pride will be made ready.
你去看看启示录一打开，七封书信，五个教会要悔改，悔改，悔改，悔改。你们悔改转向我，我就转向你们。
Open your revelation and you read about the seven churches. Five of them need to repent, return. And as they repent and return, then the Lord will save them.
不单是回教那个十个国家，你去看看，都是今天的中东的，里面有个腓力斯，腓力斯我们知道就是巴勒斯坦，对不对？哎呀，亚述也好，这个以东也好，十个国家就是今天的中东，他们要团结起来来攻打以色列。
Psalm 83 mentions 10 countries, and it mentioned Philistia, Edom, and some other countries, but you know that Philistia is in today's Palestine. They will form a confederacy and try to attack Israel.
还有罗马十国。
And also the 10 empires of Rome.
EU, Europe.
United,
十个教子半切半疑的但以理书第二章讲了很久，最后他们也要来攻打。哎呀，你就看看以色列人，有东面的，有北边的，有西面的，有十个围剿的团体，有这个，他们都同谋计谋要把以色列人除掉。
And just as Daniel says that the 10 toes have iron, have clay, they will all come together. So Israel is facing attack from the north, from the east. They all come together with one heart to destroy Israel.
我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
感谢神，他要把他们全部的消灭，那就是诗篇21篇和诗篇110篇的最后的一段。非常的清楚告诉，这是一个能力，能力要把大巴比伦城都倾倒了。17章18章，你去看看那个 one world government, one world religion, 全部一下子全部要倾倒，你看见这个能力吗？
We thank God that in Psalm 110 and Psalm 121, we read about, we see God's power, and the power is going to destroy the Babylon, the great city, this world system, the one religion, they will all be eradicated by God.
愿你显为至高，愿你的能力显为至高，我们可以歌颂赞美你的大能。
Be exalted in your own strength, so we will sing and praise your power.
我们今天就等候这个日子。
This is the very day we are waiting for.
我们要与主一起来。
That we will rise together with the Lord.
我们要来审判列国万民。
And we will judge all nations.
然后
，Then,
世上的国要成为我 主我基督的国。
The kingdom of the world will become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ.
我们要欢喜快乐。
We will rejoice and be glad.
所以你看诗篇九十六篇，一打开最后的一节，怎么讲的？
So Psalm 96.
因为你要来，你来做什么？你要审判全地，你以公义审判万民，以信实审判世界，以信实审判万民。所以天地都要欢乐，我们当然也要欢乐，歌唱赞美。
Very last verse of Psalm 96. For he is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples, with his truth. Heaven and earth will rejoice together. We will also rejoice with them.
感谢主每次的薄饼。
We thank the Lord at every breaking bread.
我第一讲就讲了主耶稣那一天，薄了饼以后拿起杯来祝谢了。就递给他们，你们分着吃，这是我立约的血，是为多人流出的，叫你们的罪得到赦免。我实实在在告诉你们，我从此以后不再喝这葡萄汁，直到在父的国里和你们一起喝新的那日子。这是我们一个荣耀的盼望。
We have this glorious hope, just as I shared in my first message, that on the very day that the Lord took the bread, blessed it, and broke it, and also he took up the cup and gave thanks, and saying that this is the blood of the covenant, new covenant, shed for you. And I will not drink of this fruit of the vine anymore until I drink new with you together in the kingdom.Thank the Lord. This is exactly what we are hoping for.
基督是我们的生命，他若显现，我们与他一同，现在荣耀的里。
Christ is our life, and as when he is appeared, when he is revealed, we will appear together with him in glory.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head.
主人的话过去了，主出于你的话，当然不反悔。
Lord, men's words will pass by, but the words from you will not return void.
有哪一些话是不是出于你的，让这些都过去。
Lord, any word that does not proceed from you, let it pass by.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
万王之王，万主之主。
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
说有就有，命立就立的。
As he speaks, it is done, and he commands, it stands fast.
主唯有你的意念，你的谋算，必定要成就。
Lord, your counsel shall stand. You will do your good pleasure.
你要成到永远。
You endure forever.
你的话安定在天。
Your word is enthroned on high.
主有这样一个荣耀的启示，正像光照在暗处。
Oh Lord, may this glorious revelation shine in the darkness as a light.
借着这些话，让我们再次刚强起来。
Make us strong again.
我们知道还有一点点的时候要来的就要来了。
We know, he who is coming will come.
我们不丢弃勇敢的心。
And he will come in a little while. We will not cast away our confidence.
让我们忍耐。
Help us to endure.
直到那一天
Until that day
继续保守我们
Continue to watch over us
主你是施主般恩典的神在基督里召我们能够得享你永远的荣耀
Lord of all grace You have called us in Christ Jesus to your eternal glory
主你叫我们承受苦难以后你要亲自的成全我们坚固我们还要加力量给我们
Lord, after we suffer a while, you yourself will perfect us and settle us, strengthen us.
我们知道召我们是信实的，你必定要成就这事。
We know faithful is he who calls us, he will do this.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告祈求，是因耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.